Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to another week of Gee Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and today I am joined by Kristen Tomlin. Kristen is the founder of Dough, which is a company that makes lots of different flavors of edible cookie dough. So obviously, totally on my radar. I have tried dough several, I think we probably have past the try point, and now it's just a thing that I eat. Kristen, you have made an amazing product, and I am excited to welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm happy to hear you're a fan of dough.
A big fan. I mean, nothing, you know, nothing can get my money faster than someone who's like cookie dough that no one's going to yell at you for eating, and it's not going to make you. I'm like, great, take my money. Here you go.
Sign me up.
So we were just talking before we got on the horn about, you know, we've now been doing this for over a year. Kristen, you had a baby through all of this.
I feel like I've had one of the craziest pandemic years with a combination of my business and the baby. It's like all of these things happened in the past year that were just threw me for a loop, to be honest.
I bet. I feel like for me, like, not a ton has changed in my life in the last year. So I have the opposite where I'm like, oh my gosh, like another year has gone by and I'm still wearing these sweatpants. But you had a child who's now 10 months old, you said?
Yeah, she almost 11 months,
oh
which
gosh.
Is just so crazy. Yeah, I was like, when the beginning of the pandemic started, I was the person that was like, oh my God, am I going to have to give, like, be in labor alone, like, what's happening? Mm-hmm. This is also scary. COVID, there was so much unknown about COVID. So being very pregnant during the beginning of it was terrifying. And then also, you know, running a business, everything about my business changed the day that New York kind of shut down. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to pivot my business as I'm like waddling around being pregnant. It was like not a good look, to be honest, living on cookie dough as I have for many years, but this was like next level.
I mean, at least you create a perfect pandemic comfort food. Like,
that is true.
I can't imagine anything better. It's like all of the, I was just finishing, I don't know if you're a Real Housewives fan, but.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
I was just finishing last season of New York, which I always wait until it's all available and then I binge it in like a week. And how Sonia was trying to get Leah to wear like a cashmere lounge suit to a fashion show. And Leah was like, I don't want to wear that. And then during the reunion, they were like, well, joke's on me. Like, everyone's wearing a cashmere lounge suit now. But I feel like cashmere lounge suits, cookie dough, I guess having a baby, like all of these, like a baby is big. I got a dog and that seemed big to me, but having a child is big. So congratulations, you made it. Like, it's been a year.
Thank you.
Your baby's almost 11 months. Has it been like a weird year of parenting? Because what's been the best and the rose and the thorn of this first year of parenting for you?
It's been such a strange year. I think especially as a first time mom, you don't really know what to expect. And being in the middle of a pandemic when you can't have, you know, help from friends or family. My family lives in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. It was really challenging. And then at the same time, I'm trying to run my business. And something I haven't mentioned is my daughter was actually born very early. And so she spent the first 2 months of her life in the NICU.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was a lot of just navigating a new baby who was really premature, had some health issues out of the gate, and I'm working at the same time, unable to take a maternity leave because of the pandemic,
right.
you know, renovating our apartment. It was just like a lot going on. So I'm happy to say that I feel like it's just got to get better from here because
okay.
I've had a rough year and my daughter is so healthy and doing great. And like, she is the cutest thing ever. And I think the silver lining of it all is that I've been able to spend so much more time with her at home mm-hmm. and really have a lot of one-on-one dedicated quality time that I would have otherwise not had yeah. I gone back to work, been in the office. My husband too, working from home, he gets to see all of those milestones that you otherwise just wouldn't necessarily be around for in the first year.
Yeah, I get that. I don't have kids. I have a lot of friends who have young kids or had kids in the last year and kind of all echo your sentiments, which is like, you know, almost the best part is also the worst part, like where it's like, you know, they wish they had a little help. They wish they were able to, you know, see friends and go places and bring the baby to meet family that they haven't met yet. But then the flip side of it is like, there's so much quality family time and they get to experience everything with their kid. And that's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's be honest, getting a dog is a big deal. Let's not like discount that.
Kristen, thank you so much for saying that. I also think it's like having a baby. No, I'm just kidding. It was kind of overwhelming the first couple weeks, but it's like having a baby on speed. You know what I mean? Like the first three weeks are like crazy, but then it sort of ends. Whereas like that lasts a little bit longer with an infant. No one really told me that like having a puppy for the first like 10 days is kind of like having a baby. Like they're up every hour. They pee all over the place. Like they don't sleep.
Yeah, they destroy everything.
They destroy everything. I know. At least you can put your baby in a diaper. I gotta say, I was very tempted. So let's talk about what have you been like, how is your shopping kind of habits either developed over the last year or changed over the last year? And I'm not talking about grocery delivery and not talking about kind of essentials, but like, were you shopping online? What have you been buying? Did you get into crafts? Like, what has the last year of retail therapy looked like for you?
I feel like retail therapy for me has just been buying everything under the sun. My husband is like, what is going on with these packages?
Another package. Yeah, exactly.
Another package. I think a lot of people feel the same way and are getting a lot of flack from their significant other. But I think it was definitely and has been a source of therapy for me. Normally, you know, my experience is that I spend money on experiences. So restaurants and going out and seeing friends and traveling. And because I wasn't doing that, the comforts for me were, oh, this little thing I got on Amazon, or this new lounge set that I'm going to live in, or, you know, something for the baby or whatever the case is. But I've really, besides just the essentials, like I kind of have subscriptionized my life in the past year.
Tell me because, more.
Well, it happened because I don't know, maybe it's like mom brain and I just like hormones and my brain no longer exists. It came out of my body when I delivered my daughter. But I like will forget everything. So if it's not on a subscription basis, then it like I just don't get it. So I have subscription. Everything on Amazon is a subscription. And that way I know that it's coming and I don't have to think about it. It's mm-hmm. like I have such little ability, like so much going on in my brain that I have to divert my shopping habits to make it just automatic.
Sure.
So that I think has been really helpful for me. And then also I feel like I'm spending money on like things I definitely don't need, but have to have because I'm the type of person who is very easily influenced.
If I
hear somebody talking about how great this thing is or that like, you know, they love it, then I'm like, oh, in my cart, take my money, you know.
So we're kindred spirits is what you're saying. Yeah. So, so what's an example of a thing in that zone that you bought? Like someone else was like, I love it. Or you saw it on Instagram and you were like, immediate swipe up, purchase this.
I feel like it happens all the time. And on things that like, I'm like tanning drops. I'm like, who am I seeing? I'm not going, I don't go anywhere. I barely get made up. Like but like I need these tanning drops.
Of course.
I'm pale as a ghost. They look great on you. They must make me look younger. I have to buy them. Like,
yeah.
Can I get them tomorrow?
And you and I are the same age. And so I feel like, did you ever go to the tanning beds?
Yes, yeah. I did.
What
which
was wrong
horrible.
With us? Like, what were we doing?
I don't know. I mean, I know my parents were like not happy that I did it, mm-hmm. but I feel like they should have really put their foot down and been like, you're absolutely not doing this.
I can't wait for my mom to hear this episode because she's going to call me and be like, I tried many times to put my foot down. Like, I remember
yes,
my mom found like a receipt of a tanning, you know, one of those like $99 for like unlimited 2 months in the diamond booth.
Yeah.
My mom like tried to ground me for spending $100 on tanning. But I really, yeah, I'm like, I wish she had like gone and like ripped me out of that tanning bed and put her foot down.
Yeah.
On. But
I mean, especially now I see like a wrinkle and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Like we did this
what,
to ourselves when we were
do?
20.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's our fault. So no, I get it. Like you're going to have to give me the name of the tanning drops, obviously, because now I'm going to have to get them too. But are they Kula by chance?
Yes, I have those.
Uh-huh.
And I actually just brought, I need to look up the other brand I just bought because that's the other thing is like, I already have tanning drops and this influencer then tells me about these other tanning drops that are like the best ever. And I have to buy, but like, I'm not even a quarter of the way through my other tanning drops. Like, what am I doing?
I know. And it's also right. And you said it, we're not seeing anybody. We're not going anywhere. Why do I have multiple bottles of tanning drops? Interesting, whatever. Okay. But you know what though? It there's something so fun, and I say that after a year of like the fun really being stripped from our everyday lives, but there is something so fun about a package showing up to your door. And it doesn't matter what it is. It could be
Agreed.
Could be tanning drops, could be your subscription laundry detergent, like, oh, here come the Tide Pods that I ordered. That's fun. Opening a box, highlight of my day, truly. So I totally get it. What do you mind dropping the name of the second bottle of tanning drops that you got that are not the Kula ones?
Yeah. I'm going to tell. So it's Isle of Paradise.
Great.
They have a face one, which is great. You just like put it in with your moisturizer. And then they also have one that's great for your body. Obviously, had to get both.
Sure. Because how can you have a tan face and not a tan body? I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And then there's this other brand that I want, but like, I don't need them. But the Tan Lux, I hear those ones are good too. Like, stop it. What am I doing?
I do think we're going to have an intervention on you if you have three different brand bottles of tanning drops.
I haven't bought the third one.
Okay.
So like, I do have some self-control.
I was going to say.
Very little, but like... I'm patting myself on the back.
Yes, Kristen, you're still with that. You know what? You're doing great. You are doing amazing, sweetie, in the words of Kris Jenner. Yeah.
And that's what I want to tell my husband when he like complains about all the packages that show up is I want to say like, I want to tell him all the things I didn't buy because I think about all of those things that
yes.
I left in my cart or didn't put in my cart
yes.
because if I only, you know, ended up checking out with, you know, a few things here or there that is so great because I almost bought so much more.
Right. It is literally the adult married equivalent of being like, yeah, mom, I came home like an hour past curfew, but at least I'm not doing drugs. And it's like,
well,
ideally, I'd rather you not do drugs and come home on time. But yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, right. When one box shows up, I want to say to Dan, my husband, I want to say to him, like, exactly. Like, do you know how many boxes could be showing up? Do you know how many sweatpants I didn't buy this year?
Exactly.
And all you're seeing are the ones I did. You know, you're just not seeing the full picture. And I just think that that's their problem, honestly, not ours. We've shown extreme restraint. I only have 4 pairs of these joggers. I could have had 6, okay? Everyone
exactly.
needs to get off my jock.
And I'm also the type of person who, like, I definitely got on this trend of, like, okay, skinny jeans are out. Like, now I need to get all new jeans. But I'm the type of person who will order 20 pairs of jeans
and send,
with the intent
yep.
of sending most of them back. And I do send most of them back. I do, I try them on. I make sure whatever fits. But I often need, like, I don't know what size I am in this brand.
Yep.
You know, I get 2 sizes of every fit and color. And so the boxes that show up are enormous.
Yep.
And I'm like, no, most of it's going back. And it usually does. But like,
I know
it, it's scarier than it seems.
I think my marriage would do better if I had a separate P.O. box and I could
100%.
I could shuttle in the packages like through my back door and no one would have to see anything. Because you're totally right, especially when you're ordering jeans. Because jeans, every jean size is like 1,000% different than the jeans you already have. And then also, like, I am a different size than I was a year ago, probably because of all the cookie dough.
Yeah.
And that's fine too. But now I'm like, all right, well, now I have to figure this out. And all the husbands see is just big boxes of jeans. So you really, you really took the skinny jeans and side parts are for old people to heart, huh?
I mean, I didn't get rid of my skinny jeans. I'll tell you that I tucked them away in an area of my closet that they're still accessible. I haven't like fully given up on them, but okay. I'm trying to embrace the like non-skinny jean, which after having a baby, to be honest, the non-skinny jeans are flattering.
Oh, 100%.
For my new mom bod. So I'm kind of like,
they're so comfy. You get a nice breeze.
So comfy.
And they just are like, skinny jeans are fun and great until you have to like sit down. And then all of a sudden they're cutting into your spine. We always say on this podcast that women dress for other women. My husband and most men that I know really do not understand the wide leg pant. And I don't care. but I think wide leg pants look great on everybody. Like a nice like fit at the top and then just a little flare out. Like, I don't know. I just remember the day in 2015, like a coworker who was very fashion forward, like came into the office and she was like, I'm just about to tell, like, wide leg jeans are coming back. And we were all like, no, there's no way. Like, it'll be skinny jeans forever. And she was totally right. I like my skinny jeans, but I am trying to get into more of to have the majority of my jeans be what? Let's be honest. I'm just trying to wear jeans in general right now.
I know. That's the other thing. I'm like, I bought all these jeans. Like, where am I wearing these jeans? Nowhere. Like, and but I need them.
I start out the day by being like, one of my New Year's resolutions was like, wear jeans twice a week. I'm laughing because I haven't done it at all. Like the first 2 weeks I was like, yeah, jeans. And I was like, who cares? I'm wearing sweatpants again. Do you have a favorite brand of jeans that you've been getting into? Like from the 20 pairs that you ordered, what has been the winner?
So I really like my Madewell jeans and my Everlane jeans.
Hell yeah.
But I also, funny story, a few of my friends convinced me to get some Abercrombie and Fitch jeans, which I have not shopped at Abercrombie and Fitch probably since I was in the tanning bed, like back in high school.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes. Ugg boots,
I was
jean
like,
skirt.
What size am I even, do they even make my size at Abercrombie? I don't know. But I bought a bunch of jeans, of course, had to buy more than I actually ended up with.
Of course.
My husband calls me. I think we have fraud on our credit card. Someone just spent $450 at Abercrombie and Fitch. And I am like dying laughing because of course it was me. I knew it was me, but
some 12-year-old is going wild with our Visa.
He's like, what do you mean that you're buying stuff at Abercrombie? Like, he could not get over it.
That is so funny. I would have loved for you to play along and been like, oh my gosh. So, like,
yeah, definitely fraud.
Definitely fraud. Call the bank. It's not me. It couldn't be me. It's so funny that you say that. I think Abercrombie might be having a comeback because I asked on the G-Banks Facebook group, I was kind of getting influenced by Good American Jeans, which is the Khloe Kardashian brand. And a lot of people, I said, I really want a pair of jean shorts that I'm not like pulling out of my vagina every time I walk down the street. Like, you know, they would ride up. Like, there's nothing fun about that, but I want a good pair of jean shorts. And I said, you know, are Good Americans the way to go? And I will say that maybe like 4 or 5 people were like Abercrombie and Fitch mom jeans. And I was like, excuse me? Like, Abercrombie and Fitch, the store where you get a migraine because it smells like cologne and it's dark and the music is like, I'm definitely my mom now going into an Abercrombie and Fitch. I'm like, it's so dark. It's so loud. What is that smell? Yeah. But apparently,
like, why are these naked people standing here?
Who is this man without a shirt on? Put on a shirt. Respect yourself.
Do they have to wear masks now?
I'm like sure they do. No shirts, right? But wear the mask. You know what I mean? Masks. Safety first. Right. But I think Abercrombie's having a comeback. Where is this coming from?
I would like to know the same thing.
Like, if anyone out there has any like connection to like the lair of Abercrombie corporate, like, please hook us up. We have questions. Like, why are we in our 30s now suddenly like, yeah, I ordered some Abercrombie jeans. I couldn't even wear Abercrombie jeans when I was in high school because they only made like, you know, up to size 6. And
right.
And now everyone's like, no, they have like up to, I think up to like 32 or 33, which is not totally, it's not inclusive at all, really. But 33 is a size 16, which is more than I can say what Abercrombie tried to brand themselves as in the late 90s.
I'm impressed, honestly.
Which jeans did you get? Like, which particular?
I got the mom ones.
Yes, you did.
And I got a pair of shorts. I think the mom shorts.
Oh my gosh, those were the ones. And do you like them? Are you keeping them?
Yeah, kept them.
Well, that's so crazy that someone committed fraud and ended up just ordering all these pants in your size.
I know. I'm just happy that they got the address right, to be honest. Like, I don't know how they did it, but.
You know, usually the thieves aren't so thoughtful, but, you know, you got a good one. I want my credit card stolen by the person who stole your credit card. Yeah, exactly. What's your husband's name?
Chris.
Yeah, Chris. I don't know how this happened, but.
Yeah, don't know.
It worked out. It just worked out. It's totally fine. That is, I'm going to have to try these Abercrombie mom jeans as a non-mom.
Yeah, you got to.
I gotta.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, Abercrombie's really having, and you live in New York, right?
Yep.
Did you notice?
Yeah, in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. Did you notice that, like, I don't know if you ever venture into Midtown or if you did. I moved to LA about a year ago, but I lived in New York for 11 years before that. So, like, the Hollister store always has a line. And I'm always like, what year am I? Like, I'm always like, maybe it finally happened. I was like transported back to 1998. Now I have to like get back to my real self in 2017. But the Hollister store is constantly has like a line. And now
you're right. It's like on Fifth or Madison, right?
Yeah. The one near like Rockefeller Center. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. You can't see in any of the windows. So you're like, what's happening in there? Like,
I remember like Hollister was my sister's like 8 or 9 years younger than I am. So I was Abercrombie and Fitch and my sister was into Hollister. And my mom had the same complaint, which was like, why is it so dark in here? And you're trying on clothes and you're like, does this look good? And she's like, I don't know. We're in the dark.
Right.
And, but yeah, the Hollister store always has a line. I don't get it. Wow. I'm okay. So I wasn't totally convinced about Abercrombie jeans until this conversation. So thank you for influencing me. I'm going to try. Wow. Tanning drops, Abercrombie, like we're like back. Like
we're back.
It's 2004. Everyone drives a Jetta. Like we've transported back to high school.
We've come full circle.
We really have. So, Kristen, tell me, I know that you have a specific product that you are excited to talk about. And when I heard what product you were going to bring, I got excited too, because speaking of New Year's resolutions, one of mine was stop using so many paper towels and tell us the product that you bought.
Okay, I have a confession though.
Okay. Do you still use paper towels?
I still use paper towels.
It's fine.
I have like a paper towel addiction, but I will. Okay. So I call it this magic towel. Like I'm always like, just hand me that magic towel. Like whatever that means. I don't ever know its name. I always forget it. It does have a name. Its name is a nano towel, NANO. And I was influenced to buy this thing. Of course I read, it was the beginning of quarantine. I read some BuzzFeed article that was like the best things to buy on Amazon, like 5,000 five-star reviews of like all these things. Of course, yep. I like had to buy most of them,
totally,
including some that I think I bought and they were like out of stock for months and months, and then it was like the best surprise when it finally showed up. But this towel was in stock, and I bought it because originally the reviews were just talking about how it like magically cleans everything. And of course, at the beginning of quarantine, everyone's like, yeah, I'm stuck at home. Like I'm going to be so clean and do all of these things. And,
of course you're like, I'm going to organize all my closets. We're going to clean the fridge.
Right.
We're scrubbing the toilets.
Right.
And yeah, exactly. That lasts about 72 hours. Awesome.
Right. But one of my biggest pet peeves about paper towels is that it always leaves fuzz.
Yep.
On like the mirror or different surfaces. And
yep.
So this towel was supposed to be fuzzless. And so I was like, okay, I need to have this.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing about it is that you don't need to use chemicals with it. Like, it cleans with water. I honestly don't know the technology behind it.
So it's kind of like the makeup, you know, the makeup towel? Is it kind of like that?
I mean, I don't even, I don't know. Do I need the makeup towel? I've never heard of this makeup towel.
When we get off the line, I'm going to get your address. I'm going to send you one. It sounds like the same thing. No idea. Like, I don't ask a lot of questions. You know, it's like, I don't even want to know how it works. Just, it works. It's like this crazy towel and you just wet it and you wipe your face and all your makeup comes off. And it's not just like,
I mean, maybe it is the same.
I wonder if it is. Wait, so you're telling me that you can wipe down things with this magic towel without like a spray?
So you don't, yeah, you don't need a spray. You just get it wet with regular water from the sink.
Wow.
And then it cleans everything, which I just don't, I don't really know how it works. It kind of has, it feels like, I don't know. It has like this weird finish on it.
Okay. That, like, it's a nano towel, right? I'm looking it up while we chat so I can like see what this
is. Okay. It like feels like, how can I describe it? Like, water would kind of like wick off of it, but it doesn't.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like, it has like a finish that...
Is it like microfibery? Is it like...
It's kind of microfibery, but not exactly microfibery.
Okay. No, I get it. This is... You're in the right place. We're all... Whenever we all talk about products, we're like, it's kind of like this, but like not really. And everyone's like, that's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
You're in good company. Okay. So it's just... It seems very mysterious.
It is mysterious. But let me tell you about the best use I've found for it so far. So, my daughter, now almost 11 months old, we're doing this, like, I guess I kind of follow this like baby led weaning food. Have you heard of, I know you don't have a kid, but this is like, I'm not,
you'd
like
be
a
surprised
mom,
about
but...
how much mom stuff I've gotten by osmosis over the years. So just lay it on me. I'm sure I have.
Okay. So baby led weaning is basically like you just give your baby normal food that you eat and you let them feed themselves. Like, you don't feed them with a spoon. You don't like really give them purees. Like, you just let them go to town on like normal everyday food.
After what age?
6 months.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, the point of it is that they like figure out how to chew, even though they don't have teeth, and like how to not choke, and they also feed themselves and like get exposed to lots of different textures and in foods, and it is supposed to help with, you know, their relationship with food later in life. Who knows if
awesome.
It works.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm very into the like intuitive eating. I'm part of I'll send you the episode that we did a kind of around this a few months ago, but there's this Facebook group I'm in that's called Joyful Eating for Your Family. And I'm just, you know, me and my husband, and I'm really honestly just doing it for me. But after a lifetime of disordered eating, sort of like relearning my relationship with food, going about it as like a child would.
Yeah.
And that sounds very in line with kind of their whole thing, which is like you as the parent give them the food and they as the child decide what they want to eat and how much. And
how much.
And when.
Exactly. And so you never you never are like playing games where it's like, ooh, let the airplane's going to come into your mouth. Like, take one more bite. Take one more bite of this. It's like very much like you just like kind of let them
go
to town.
Cool.
Which is great and has been wonderful for us. But I cannot tell you how messy it is. Like,
it
is beyond like.
Tell me a little bit about the mess your daughter has. The latest
mess.
Well,
Her favorite food is like anything sweet, of course, mm-hmm. or carbs. She's like a girl after my own heart. And so she loves pasta. Like, she will down an insane amount of pasta for her little like 18-pound body. I don't know where she puts it, but like she especially like pasta with red sauce. So like, just imagine this little uncoordinated baby who, mind you, is sitting in a fabric seat. So this is where this towel comes from. Fabric seat covered head to toe in red sauce. It's in her hair. I fully strip her down. Like, she's only in a diaper when this happens. And we immediately go from the high chair to the sink.
Yep.
And I just like hose her down because it's a huge mess. But she also like just rubs her grimy hands all over everything that she can possibly touch. The counter, the chair next to her, like the back of her seat. She like contorts her body to somehow cover this high chair in pasta sauce. So like, this is just the picture that I'm painting. And me as a mom, I'm like, how do you clean fabric
Yep.
that is covered in red sauce? And I don't know how this towel does it, but I swear to you, you'd get it wet and you like, it wipes out this red sauce that is like crusted and ingrained in the fibers of this fabric. That's why I call it magic, because
I'm honestly like jaw dropped over here. Like, red sauce is so potent. Like, you get that on anything and it's over.
I can't make this up. Like, everybody that I've shown it to, like even my husband, I was like, oh, just give me that like green thing. I'll like clean this really quick.
And meaning the
like,
towel.
Wait a second. Yeah, the towel. He's like, how did you just do that? I'm like, no, it's not me. It's the towel.
Right.
And I don't know. Like, it truly looks brand new. This the thing she sits in. I mean, I guess it's a high chair, but it like hooks onto our like island.
Yep.
But it looks brand new after you use this towel. And I just don't understand.
I need,
because it's not even like the towel is red.
What?
Like, it's confusing to me.
Oh my gosh. I can't make it up. So many you and I need to like go, like once it's like safe, you and I need to like sneak into the factory that makes this. We have a lot of questions. You have to send a picture so I can put this on Instagram, because
I will.
I like the thing about baby stuff, and I'm not like, again, not a parent, but, and I can't even imagine how parents feel. Like, two of my best friends have, one of them just had her second, and then the other one's having her second in like 2 weeks, and they both have almost 3-year-olds, and they're both so chic, you know what I mean? Like, they're all the baby stuff is like the whites and the grays and I'm like, how? Like, I love it and it's so cute, and I, you know, but I just feel like, how is this realistic? Like, I even have questions for the baby high chair company, being like, what are you doing making a fabric chair?
Right.
And I can't even believe that you're telling me that with water and nothing else, you are getting red sauce off of this. What color is the fabric? Like, what are we working with here?
The fabric is dark, but I will say I also use it on her car seat, which is a light gray.
Okay.
And like, most baby products are wipeable because babies are gross and they have like,
sure.
I mean, yeah, there's lots of bodily fluids happening. And so most things are wipeable, but there are still fabric situations that you can't get away from. Even like she had really bad reflux, like the number of times she spit up on her white like rocker that's in her room. And this thing, I don't know how it does it, but like, it gets it out of all different fabric materials.
Whoa.
And like, then the other thing I was like really investigating the situation, because I was like, does it smell?
Okay.
Because like, you would think if you're not using a chemical,
mm-hmm.
like if you're just using water, like how are you getting the like a smell of red sauce out? Or like, does it smell? I don't know. I imagined it would like really get gross after a while, but like, yeah. I've been using this for, she's now 11 months. So 5 months, and she's been
the same
really
towel.
Going to town on food. I mean, I've washed the towel. Don't
no,
get
no,
me wrong.
No, like, obviously, but like, you haven't replaced it yet.
No, I haven't replaced it.
And
I think
you can
it came
put
in
it
a pack
in the wash with just regular.
Put it in the wash, regular wash. I got it in a pack of three. And the best thing is like, I just keep one in my bathroom, one in the kitchen, one in the other bathroom, so that you know, if you need to wipe down the sink or you need to wipe down, you just like add water and like, it's so easy. I need to invent a product like this. Like, why did I not think of this?
Oh my gosh. This is, I can't even believe this isn't just like more well known. Like,
I also feel like I'm an infomercial right now. Like, there's more. There's more.
Please tell me. This is, you know, that that Friends episode where Joey's doing the infomercial about the milk, and they're like, don't you hate opening milk? And it just shows him opening a carton of milk and it spills all over him. And
yes.
It's like an infomercial. So I feel like that's where we are right now. Don't tell me, like, it does more than what you've already sold me, because I'm thinking about all the things that my animals, my farm of animals at my house have ruined, and thinking, can I still save things that they have already ruined? Or do you have to go at it with the cloth like immediately?
I mean, I usually, with my daughter, like, she's such a crazy, like, she has an attention span of a gnat. So like, usually after I've feed her, I take her to hose her off.
Yep.
And then we immediately are like going to do something else. Like, I can't really clean up her seat until potentially hours later when she's asleep.
Yep.
So it's like, it's dried and crusted. And like, there are often times that like, it's not that, you know, a situation where you're like, oh, it's not that dirty. Like, I'll wait a couple days to
Yes.
clean it. You know, if she only has like butternut squash or something that's not as messy as pasta. So I don't clean it right away. So I do think there's hope for you to bring back
that's
whatever
awesome.
Is wow. potentially damaged.
You have so sold me on this. And like the joke is that every time a guest comes on the show, I'm like, I'm buying it right now. But like, this is a thing I feel like more people need to know about.
I agree. And okay, so I'm reading this thing on Amazon because I'm trying to find out about this fabric.
So it you says bought it on Amazon, yeah?
I bought it on Amazon. Okay, it's called Nanolin Fiber.
Okay.
It says Nanolin Fiber is not common microfiber fabric. So it's definitely different, but like how?
Yeah, nanotels, stainless steel. Oh, so they have like versions. So there's like a stainless steel version.
Yeah, I need that version now. I'm going to like buy that right now.
So it's a pack of three for under $20. That's pretty good.
It's really good. And it says in here, I mean, I haven't washed it this many times, but it says it can be washed 300 to 400 times. Like, that's insane.
I'm going to send you the makeup towel. It's very similar. Yeah. I'm assuming it's not, it doesn't look like it's from the same company, but it looks like it's from the same. And I wonder if the makeup towel would work in the same way because like it takes off like really stubborn eye makeup, which is always my issue. This is so cool. No more paper towels. I mean, well, I'm gonna definitely still buy paper towels.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think maybe I need to start trying to use it more, like try to use less paper towels because I feel like it hasn't necessarily replaced my paper towel consumption.
Yep.
It just, I use it in different ways.
I think probably where it comes down to how many you actually have, because if you have like 20 of these and you do a load of laundry every 2 days, then you probably wouldn't need as many paper towels. But like the thing about paper towels is you use them multiple times a day. So it would need to be a thing where like if the nano towel isn't like dry or ready to be used, then you would have to grab a paper towel. But like if you had more nano, look, Chris, we're just gonna have another package coming. It's 20 more nano.
Don't worry,
everything's fine, no fraud. These are cool, and there's like, this is like a great stocking stuffer too.
Yes, it's like the thing that you didn't know you need, but you definitely
right.
And like, and once you have it, you're like, how did I ever live before?
They even have them for they have nano towels for bath and body, like big ones. I mean,
okay.
30 by 55. I just want to live in these now. These are amazing. You've really sold me. Now, have you gotten a red wine stain out with this?
No, but I'm willing to experiment.
Please. The people need to know.
Back.
Yes.
I agree. It's like, it's for science purposes.
I think if this could get out a wine stain on like a crisp white t-shirt and they made one that was specifically like kind of like just a little one that you throw in your purse, like for going out again. Oh my gosh, they'd make a killing. You should actually just,
it's like instead of like what's that, like Tide pen?
Right, the Tide to go.
Yeah, Tide to go. You could just have like a little one of these.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd buy it. I also just spill stuff all. I'm so like gross. And in a way that I'm proud of. Like I just am clumsy. You know what I mean? I'm probably like your daughter. Yeah. Like the food doesn't even get in my mouth. It's just like on my shirt. And I don't even notice it. And someone's like, Caroline, like half your, like there's a meatball on your shirt. And I'm like, oh, okay. You. But I would totally bring that around with me.
Yeah, I would too. Oh, look, they have one that like you that like is in the shape of your hand.
Oh, like
so
a
you
mitt.
Can like.
I wonder if you and I both got like suddenly kind of quiet and like a little like monotone. I wonder if everyone can hear us. Like, yeah, we're just scrolling Amazon, being like, wow, they have so many sizes. Like, this is so.
I'm influencing myself again.
Look, the best job ever. Like, may we all be able to influence ourselves one day. This is a great product. It's so funny when people, and I don't know if this is how you felt, but sometimes people get very stressed about what to bring. And I don't think anyone has ever brought anything that wasn't like, oh my gosh, this is great. And this especially is totally like the G Thanks vibe. Like I can't even, this is going to be the thing that like everyone who listens to this podcast is going to be telling me. I bought the nano towel. Tell Kristen, thank you. I'm pumped. I'm very pumped about this. Did you see
you
it?
What
like,
I gotta figure out a way
no,
to like put like somehow make like a onesie out of this. And so I can put it on my daughter as she crawls around the dirty floor. Yes. And she can just like child labor. I can start putting her to work yes. at a very young age and just get it wet with water.
Yes. You should do that. Look, you're an entrepreneur. Like yeah. I don't have this mind. You do. You should just find someone who sews, buy the, you know, the bath nano towel. You could you could do this by tomorrow if you wanted to. That's a great idea. Just like stick her on the Swiffer and just like push her around the room.
This is what I need. This is
would be great. I know I should do that with my dog. Just like
seriously.
Have you ever seen those microfiber like slipper? They're like kind of silly, but they're like
yes.
You know what I'm talking about? You put them on your yes. feet and you like sweep as you're going.
Yes. Yes. I know exactly what. I think I have a pair.
I think a onesie that a child could wear while they're crawling that could pick up dirt, but that is also like safe for them could be like the next Snuggie. Like, I think you're onto something. I don't even know if I should put that in this episode so people don't steal your idea. No one can steal her idea. This is
sorry. Cookie dough business is done.
No, do both. I have a cookie dough business and I make onesies that children can use to sweep up the floor.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tell me more about the cookie dough business, actually. Let's move on to that. Like, okay. Like, tell me a little bit about, I've read your story. I know that you kind of got this love of food and baking and creating and having fun with food from your mom.
Yes.
Was she more of a baker or was she more of a cook?
She was more of a cook. And, you know, there were four kids in our family and she was always in charge of course, making sure that we had food on the table. So sweets were kind of an afterthought. Like she was not concerned about what was for dessert, but yep. me, I had the biggest sweet tooth ever. And I was always in charge of dessert for the family, which is a role I absolutely loved growing up. And to be honest, if I made the cookies or the brownies or the cake myself, it meant that I had the entire bowl of batter or dough to myself and I could just eat it without anyone telling me.
Yes.
I couldn't eat it because if I made it, I can eat it. You yes. know, it's like, it's mine.
Yes.
So I've been eating cookie dough for as long as I can remember. And it has been, for me, it's always been like my dessert of choice. So like more conventionally, people have a pint of ice cream or Ben and Jerry's or something that they like have in their freezer and take out at night mm-hmm. and have a couple bites and put back or like, you know, eat the whole container, whatever it is. But I always had that experience with cookie dough. Like I always made sure I had cookie dough in my fridge or in my freezer,
nice.
Whether I made it myself or I was buying a roll or a tub or slice and bake from the store. I like that was my guilty pleasure. And it's something I always ate, you know, growing up throughout college. Like I was known for binging on cookie dough. That was like no surprise to anybody.
I love that. I love that claim to fame.
Yeah. I mean, no shame, right? I came up with the idea for dough. I mean, everybody's been eating cookie dough for a long time and kind of not worried about the warnings of getting sick, but I didn't have the idea for the business until I was with a bunch of my girlfriends, my college girlfriends. We were visiting a girlfriend in Philadelphia. We went to a cookie shop that was known for their fresh baked cookies. And I happened to wander around looking for what I wanted and saw that they were selling their frozen chocolate chip cookie dough in like pucks ready to bake for you to take home and have these like fresh baked cookies at home. And I turned to my girlfriends and I said, hey, like, does anybody just want the cookie dough? You guys know that's my favorite part.
Right.
And we walked out of this cute bakery without buying anything that was actually baked. And we had to leave, obviously, because we couldn't sit in this cute place and like have a coffee and eat this tub of cookie dough. They
sure.
would have been like, excuse me, like, you're going to get sick. What are you doing? Don't yes. do that. so we sat in the car, passed this tub of cookie dough around, And that was the moment for me that I was like, why is this not a thing? Like, we all just made the decision that we wanted the cookie dough over the cookies. Now we're going to be worried the rest of the day that we might get sick. And also, I wanted in more flavors than chocolate chip. Like, I wanted that peanut butter one that had the candies in it, and I wanted the oatmeal one. Like, I was like, how does this not exist? So I created it myself. I created a product that was safe to eat and bakeable. And then really my goal was to create an experience around cookie dough, where you can have cookie dough however you want it. And that was the experience that we have at our flagship store in Greenwich Village. It's like, you can have cookie dough by the scoop, just eat it with a spoon. You can also add some ice cream to it. You can put it in a milkshake. You can have it baked as well. Like, if you like it, however
you
like to
eat it.
So you
can bake the dough that you have? I mean, I just ate it literally out of the container. Like, didn't even consider.
I mean, most people do.
Yeah.
But yes, you can bake it. The same exact dough makes really insane cookies if that's your vibe. Like, it's up to you. So that's kind of how I started the business and what my, I guess my aha moment for like how the idea came to me.
That is amazing. I have to say, so Kristen sent me, I think maybe like two trios. It was like six different flavors of cookie dough around the holidays. And I think I had recommended it to listeners on the Instagram because people were asking about like food that they could send as gifts, right? Because a lot of people couldn't see their families this holiday season, including me. I didn't go home. And, you know, gift giving became a little bit more, I think, exciting for a lot of people because, you know, there was nothing else to do, right? There's no holiday parties. There's no traveling. So everyone's like, you know, the thing you can lean on to show your love and care is like buying stuff for people. And a lot of people were like, I want to send food. I want to send, you know, like cheese. I want to send cookie dough. I want to send this. So we were trying all these different foods and telling people to buy. So you had sent me a bunch of cookie dough. And so one of the things about my sweet tooth is I could keep ice cream in the fridge and like in the freezer and not want it. Like, it could stay in my freezer forever. I'll never crave it. But I cannot have like M&Ms or like cookie dough or else it like goes. And Dan, at a time where I was asleep, I go to bed pretty early and Dan sleeps a little later, had gotten into the cookie dough. And when I tell you the marital fight that we had, I was so mad because I knew it was in the fridge. And in my mind, I was like, you know, you kind of like, you're like, oh, I have something to look forward to. And I'm excited about this flavor. And I went to open it. And he really kindly left me like maybe like a quarter sized amount. I ripped one on him. Like, you would know. I was like, how dare you? And I really caught myself and I was like, wow, okay, so this is definitely an emotional pinpoint for me. If
someone, this is a trigger.
Yeah, this is a trigger. Like, eat my ice cream, fine, you know, eat the cookies. Cookies, fine. Like, if he had made those into cookies, I don't know that I would have had the same reaction. But the fact that he went into that cookie dough and ate honestly, there were five left and he had one and I was still so mad. And I was just like so pissed. So I get it. Like, it's a real treat.
I mean, grounds for divorce, to be honest. Like, 100%. Forget about irreconcilable differences. Like, he ate my cookie dough. That's the reason.
100%. Forget divorce. Like, murder. Like, no jury would convict. I'll just kill him and put him under the porch. I can't imagine any woman wouldn't get it. But, like, it was that good. It was really that good. And I also think that I like to say I have like a stomach of steel. Like, I've never gotten sick from eating cookie dough with raw egg in it or whatever. But I feel that I've chanced it a lot because you make a recipe for cookies and they say like, oh, this yields 24 cookies. And somehow whenever I make cookies, by the time the cookies go into the oven, there are like 14. So
yes.
I feel like the math on the ingestion of raw egg is something that I should be paying attention to and thus like giving you my money just so I can safely consume cookie dough. It's a brilliant idea. Like, how has it gone? Like, you said you were pivoting your business because of the pandemic. What did that pivot look like? What was it like, you know, in February 2020 versus July 2020? Yeah, 2020. Like, what was that change?
Yeah. So I guess I'll talk about holidays always just like such a crazy time for us because that's when our e-commerce business is really booming. And then we have our flagship location in New York, but we also do a bunch of different pop-ups throughout New York City for holiday markets and like Macy's Santa Land and Radio City Music Hall, like all these really cool, fun partnerships. And so at the end of 2019, we had 5 different locations open for holiday. Our e-commerce had never been better and bigger. And we had just launched a ton of products. So starting 2020, I wrote a cookbook called Hello Cookie Dough. And so I was on tour for my cookbook. And then basically COVID happened.
Yep.
And like everything came screeching to a halt. Our retail store, we closed completely.
Wow.
And decided not even to do, you know, delivery or pickup because it was so like COVID was such a big question mark in the beginning. Like it was so unclear how people were getting it and how quickly it was spreading. And
right. We were wiping down our groceries and our packages.
Yeah, especially in New York, it was like we were assuming every person had it. And so me being, you know, I was in my third trimester of being pregnant. I was like, it's not worth it to me. Yeah, I was so freaked. But what we could do and what we did was we were able to continue shipping our product online because for me, I'm like, okay, our customers can't come to us. We're going to go to them. So we're going to make sure that we are continuing to spread joy during this like really scary time for everybody and also make sure that, like you said, the gifts that you're giving are really unique and memorable and comforting. Like this is what people want right now. So that's really where we focused our energy. And for me, it was really hard as an entrepreneur because I had to lay off most of my hourly staff because we didn't have these store locations open anymore. And our production really changed completely. But I had, you know, I kept this, my like core team, on, and I was back in the kitchen and back shipping stuff. Like it was like I had just started the business, you know, when I started in 2015. It was so reminiscent of like being scrappy and trying to just conserve and make sure like where every dollar went because it was just an unknown time. We just pivoted and focused on our online business, which was a saving grace for us because without it, you know, I don't know that we would have necessarily survived having all of our retail locations closed. And that was where a majority prior to 2020, where our majority of our revenue came from.
Right.
But I was so happy to see that people were supporting us and ordering and sending gifts. And, you know, we were doing a ton of stuff on social to, you know, sending packages of cookie dough to healthcare workers and hospitals and just making sure that like my goal always with the business, even though of course I'm obsessed with cookie dough, I always loved baking growing up because it brought people joy and it was all about that like smile I could put on somebody's face. There's something about like giving somebody sweets that automatically makes their day better.
100%.
And so I was just able to do that in, you know, a different way during the pandemic. So, you know, luckily we've weathered the worst of the storm. And, I think because I was on my feet 18 hours a day and slinging like 50 pound bags of flour up and down flights of stairs, like, honestly, I think that's why I went into labor early and like,
I mean, yeah,
not necessarily like, a good thing, but like,
no, I mean like crazy. You really did it. Like everyone was sort of for like, it's weird. Cause
I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
You know?
You didn't have a choice. Right. You didn't have a choice. And I imagine just the fear, like there's so many, my brother's an actor, you know, his whole entire life is live performances in rooms with lots of people. And then all of a sudden an entire industry, I mean, lots of different industries, but like, I think the one that was probably the hit the hardest, you know, within the first 3 days is like Broadway and live performance. You can't gather. You can't be singing. You can't be like spitting on people. And
you can't open your mouth.
You can't open your mouth. Like, right. Exactly. And I think that you're probably, I can understand being motivated by fear because it doesn't matter what kind of plan you had. No one was prepared for this. You know,
no
one is prepared to be told. And especially this time last year, everyone thought like, okay, well, maybe by June, maybe by July, to think that we've been doing this for a year plus, you know, we adapt easily. I think people are very resilient, but you like you said, you couldn't take a maternity leave. Like, you have a child, you had a child coming, you know, that's stressful. You have to think about supporting a little person. And all of a sudden now your business is changing. I can imagine that you were just kind of, it was like fight or flight. And
definitely
you had to do it. And I mean, like, we appreciate that because everyone loves cookie dough. You did bring a smile to my face. Then, you know, you caused the fight with me and my husband, but that's more his fault. I just have to get a lock. You should just make a cookie dough lock box. That should be part of the next launch.
Oh my God. That would be a hilarious launch.
Honestly, like, take that idea,
such a good idea,
and run with it. Like, so no one in the family can steal it. Like,
yes.
I think that would be cute and I'll buy one. tell me, did you guys have a little vestibule in Columbus Circle?
Not in Columbus Circle. Bryant Park, we have.
Okay.
Yes.
That's where I'm remembering, because I would hop on sometimes at 42nd to go to therapy, and often would show up with like a face full of chocolate. Does your daughter like cookie dough?
She does. I like, I should have never given her sweets. My husband first gave her an Oreo. Cause she like, whatever you're eating, she has to have, like,
of
whatever
course.
You're drinking, she has to have. And so he's like, oh, I'll give her a bite of Oreo. Trying to pry this Oreo out of this baby's hands was one of the most difficult things I've done. And since then I'm like, I say that we're like a very dessert positive family.
Sure.
I like, of course, want to make sure she eats very healthy, but like a bite of cookie here or there, like, it's not going to kill her.
Part,
she's going to be
part
okay.
Of a neutral approach to food, for sure.
Yes. I'm not one of those people that, like, she doesn't have any sweets or
right.
she doesn't have any salt. Or
but
like,
there's also
I think extremist mentalities are, like, what gets you into trouble. So
it's hard to reason with an 11-month-old, though. She doesn't totally get why she can't.
No, there's no reasoning. There's no reasoning whatsoever. But she definitely has a sweet tooth and just confirms that she is my daughter.
Now you know. If there was any question... definitely took home your child. That's very cute. Well, you're passing it along because you got it from your mom.
Yes,
I think that's
absolutely
amazing. Well, Kristen, thank you so much for coming to G-Thanks Just Bought It. I think that you are about to set off a swarm of orders for the nano towel. You at least are going to do it in my house, and I can't imagine people listening to this and not being curious enough to try it. I am excited to spill stuff. I want to make my own infomercial where I'm just spilling stuff all over myself and then wiping it off. I'm going to send you the makeup towel. Just to clarify, there are so many different kinds of nano towels on Amazon. Can you tell me the exact one that you bought just so I know?
Yep.
I can't
it
wait.
It says... Sorry, I got to go back a
no,
couple. I'm like into the glove.
Into the glove.
And the stainless steel one.
Totally get it.
It's the one with like 5 or 4,000 something.
Okay, it's like the top dog.
Yeah, it's like the 3-pack.
Okay.
Mine happens to be green, but like I don't know that.
They have a lot of different colors.
They have different colors.
I will look at the green one, I trust. And I would love to see a picture of your daughter's fabric.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna send you a before and after.
I can't
and like
wait.
Maybe actually a video, because you have to see it happening live. Like, I can't just send a picture and then, because you're always like, well, what did you do?
Yeah, yeah. No tricking us. I want to see it all. We need a time lapse of your daughter absolutely going to town on her chair.
And look at this. It says last purchased item on March 24th, 2020, right at the beginning.
You knew. You were like, and oh, that's amazing. Well, that is, I love it so much. I'm going to buy it right now. Congratulations on such a crazy, ultimately successful year. Congratulations on your daughter.
Thank
That's
you.
So exciting. I am going to link to the nano towel. I'm going to link to the Abercrombie jeans that the person who stole Kristen's credit card just kindly bought her. That was so nice of them. We're going to link to all of the jeans we talked about, the nano towel, and then, of course, where you can purchase dough, cookie dough. And I will also figure out which flavor it was that caused the divorce.
I need to know
of my marriage. And I'm telling you, please make a cookie dough lockbox. I think you'll definitely make one sale at least for me. But I think it would do wonders. Thank you so much for coming. Can you let everyone know where they can follow you online, where they can buy cookie dough? Just let them know.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. You can follow me at Kristen Tomlin. Follow Doe at Cookie D-O-N-Y-C. And then the website is the same. We ship nationwide, CookieDONYC.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And everyone else, we will see you next week for another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It.